Sign up for their club and you'll enjoy $100 off on the first item of $200 or more that you purchase from the incredible collection at Brian Jewelry in Prattville. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon here next at 8 o'clock. SRN News just ahead.
From Skywatch Traffic, here's the latest traffic conditions in the River Region with Wendell J.
We have a lot of traffic on East South Boulevard and Southwest Boulevard, Highway 331 into Montgomery and Norman Bridge into downtown. Very busy right now, as well as Taylor Road, East Boulevard, and a little bit of bunching up on Highway 231 at Jasmine Hill and the Redland Road red lights. I-65 and 85, light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. No money down, and your good credit gets you any brand, make, or model at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, Toyotas, Chevys, Fords, all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
My buddy Paul just texted me, Adderall is a combination of four amphetamine salts. Generic name, dextroamphetamine amphetamine. So it's like twice. So yeah, basically a form of speed.
Oh.
That's why it is illegal in sports, unless the player has a legitimate need. Now,
the Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to invite everyone to our annual Christmas at the Kickback Ranch. This Saturday, December the 10th, gates open at 12 noon. Shop with our many vendors. Enjoy some great food, games for the kids, music, snow, and even Santa. And speaking of Santa, he will be back Sunday morning for PJs and pancakes with Santa. That's Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. It's going to be a joyful time to celebrate the birth of our Savior at the Kickback Ranch and Event Center. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. Be there.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year is not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
Tonight, on the Hallmark Channel, Christmas in a Gourmet Restaurant. He's a former priest turned big city restaurateur who's famous for his holiday hot cocoa. She's a former pole dance instructor turned food critic who's fighting a lifelong battle with lactose intolerance. Are they really from two different worlds? Or do opposites really attract? What are you, new? It's Christmas in a Gourmet Restaurant. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
It is Election Day again in Georgia. Voters going to the polls in a runoff between U.S. Senate Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker.
Oh!
Arizona's top officials have certified the midterm election results. This opens a five-day window for formal election challenges. Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake is expected to file a lawsuit in the coming days. A fire at an airport in southern Russia in the Kursk region bordering Ukraine. The regional governor blaming it on a drone strike, presumably carried out by Ukraine. They're pulling out all the stops in the investigation of an infrastructure attack that has left tens of thousands of North Carolina utility customers without electricity. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 40 points. NASDAQ futures are flat. More details, SRNNews.com.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart or chest pain. Argovix can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Argovix treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Argovix may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Argovix. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
From the producers of Harry and Meghan comes a new documentary about the biggest power couple of the holiday season, Harry and David.
So I say to David, what's the one thing people want during the holidays? He says, I don't know, Harry, cash? I said, no, you idiot. They want pears.
It's the never-before-told story of gift basket royalty.
So Harry says to me, you can't ship unrefrigerated cheese to someone in Florida. I said, oh, yeah? Watch me.
Learn the shocking truth straight from Harry and David themselves.
Hey, David, did you order more gold foil?
Me? I thought you ordered the gold foil.
No. What the hell am I going to do now? We're about to run out.
I don't know. Just wrap one pair and leave the other five unwrapped.
We can't do that.
Don't worry about it. People will think it's a thing.
Harry and David, now streaming only on Netflix.
Hey, who came up with the name Moose Munch?
I did. You don't like it?
No, it's stupid.
You're stupid.
No, you are.
I'm about the gold foil, but I do know this, that the Guilfoyle woman of...
The what?
Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Yeah.
Supposedly there's some... Word. There's some word that the Trump family doesn't care for her too much. Isn't it Junior that's dating her?
Is it
Junior or the other one?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's
Jay. Him. Would you look into that for me, please?
Yeah, I'll look that up. I love, by the way, I love the pairs from Harry and David.
Oh, I'm not. That wasn't a knock. It was just behind the scenes at Harry and David.
Man, those are some. I've tried to find other pairs to like. Ooh, this is really good. But nope, you can eat those just right, like an apple.
You're talking about Harry and David, and for some reason, my mind was thinking about Harry and Meghan, and I'm saying, what?
Well, we were just talking about them too. Because does that Netflix series start?
Yeah, it starts Thursday.
Harry and Meghan pairs.
I didn't know they were into pairs.
Rhyming Radio.
Was it Kimberly
G-U-I?
Harry and David is not cheap. But they used to have this really cool gift that you could give a pair a month, right? I mean, I know a fruit a month.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's really expensive. But if you wanted to really impress somebody, like, somebody in your family, a fruit a month. You get a box of fruit every month.
Yeah, Donald Trump Jr. is who she's currently dating.
Is that right?
And supposedly there's some friction over that relationship.
Is that right?
She used to be married to Gavin Newsom.
Well, that would be... She was?
She was married to Gavin Newsom until 2006.
Somebody else that was married to Gavin Newsom, Mr. Greasy Kid Stuff, was a victim, I think, of Harvey Weinstein.
Hmm. Oh, yeah? His trial is about to come to a conclusion.
He'll be in jail for the rest of his life. Oh, he will never see the light of day.
Of course he will. Yeah.
But I love all the celebrities that are constantly condemning conservatives, almost all of them, from Hillary Clinton on down, have a picture of themselves with their arms around Harvey.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear about it. It is 8:10.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
This is an amazing fact. It's this is the 8 a.m. temperature from the airport on December 6th. We're at 70 right now. The normal high this time of year is 64. Wow. So a very warm day for December today with a high in the upper 70s. Partial sunshine. We're already seeing some rays of sun. Very mild tonight, overnight low 63. Tomorrow and Thursday, the unusual December, springtime in December continues with a high teasing 80 degrees tomorrow and Thursday. Good bit of sunshine. The record high on Thursday will be close, maybe. A couple of isolated showers possible on Friday as a front approaches. Very warm with a high around 78. We'll be close to the record of 79 on Friday. Somewhat cooler behind the front on Saturday, but still upper 60s is above normal. And good weather for Christmas on the Coosa, it appears. Right now this morning, with a good bit of sunshine, we're at 70 at 810.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Today is National Microwave Oven Day.
Microwave.
The pocket microwave.
A walk-in microwave.
It's the perfect microwave.
Today is National Microwave Oven Day.
This ain't the microwave.
He's trying to microwave without a microwave.
No one really knows how a microwave works.
I'll put it in the microwave right away.
We have the same microwave.
Heat him up.
Yeah, heat it up. Sure, whatever.
Showtime. It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right. I wouldn't actually go see an NFL game if they were playing in my cul-de-sac. But that said, I still remain an admirer of Tom Brady, who has paid a terrible price for being nice to Donald Trump over the years. And people are just rooting for his demise. But he still got it. The guy has still got it as he pulls Tampa Bay and the Buccaneers to a victory in Monday Night Football against the New Orleans Saints.
It's third down. Underneath. And touchdown, Rashad White. Tom Brady's only NFL win after trailing by 13 or more points in the fourth quarter was against the Falcons in Super Bowl 51. 44th career comeback in the fourth quarter or overtime. The most all-time now, breaking that tie with Peyton Manning. If you want to know why a guy like Brady, who at 45 in his 23rd year won't retire, it's games like this.
No question.
I mean, that is as exhilarating as it must get.
Pretty cool. You get him, Tom. That shows that you can be still great, even when you're older than most of the other people doing what you're doing. Why is everybody looking at me?
I was thinking about Dan Marino for some reason, and then I started wondering, what the hell is he up to now? What is Dan Marino doing?
Well, he was selling gloves there. Isotone gloves, I think it was. I don't know what he's doing now.
I don't know what he's doing anymore.
I had an interesting on and off history with Dan.
Yeah.
But he was always really, really nice to me. In fact, the last NFL game I went to was early 1985, the Dolphins against the Steelers in the Orange Bowl for the AFC Championship. And I can't imagine a quarterback that ever had a more impressive game than he did. I mean,
he's amazing.
I don't know how old he is now. Not quite old enough to be telling us to check our zip codes.
so like you
he's waiting for Joe to give that gig up so he can be the football guy that does the social, the Medicare stuff.
Joe looks awful.
But let me just speculate.
He's not that old at all.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I can guess.
All right.
Because in 1982, he and I did a real estate gig together, and he pulled up in his Corvette, and I'm going to guess he was about 23 then, so 59?
You're close. That's under, but you're close.
Is that right?
I took the under because I wanted to give him the benefit
61?
Of
the
He's 61 years old.
See, that would have made perfect sense.
Yep.
That was the year the NFL, there were six quarterbacks in the first round, and he was the last of the six taken, but easily the best of the bunch.
Yeah.
Anybody remember Todd Blackledge?
No.
Okay, there you go. Todd Blackledge was taken by the Kansas City Chiefs, I believe, before Marino. Yeah, just absolutely amazing. However, to my something I will huff and puff about, I could even write a whole magazine column about it. We were playing a charity softball game against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And they always said,
your radio station, the radio team were? Yeah.
Our radio station against the Dolphins. Oh, and we did beat them a couple of times because football players are so bound up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dwight Stevenson, all pro, Alabama, and Hall of Famer for the Dolphins. was so barrel-chested, I struck him out on three straight pitches because he could not, and it was so funny. But I got Dan Marino to ground out to short four times in a row.
Nice. Nice.
And you could tell he was really frustrated. But football players can also do some amazing things. The Dolphins had a receiver named Tommy Vigorito. He was not one of the more famous players. He was well-liked, very popular locally.
A lot of Italians playing for the Dolphins.
Marino to Vigorito to... Yeah. We were playing a softball game, but we were playing the game with the bases shortened on an actual major league-sized field. And Vigorito, who was only 5'10", hit a softball over the fence for a home run. That's hard
power.
To do. Yeah, 375 feet over a fence. When it was hard enough, if you could hit it hard enough, you could get it maybe to roll that far. Mm-hmm. And nobody else did that. Even the guys that, you know, had another 40 or 50 pounds on him. All of this sports excitement brought to you by Mr. Electric. 2455. Oh, God, I'm going to call him today. Remind me. Because our outside outlet needs to be fixed. See, I talk about him on the radio, and then when I think to call him, it's always in a situation. But we have an outdoor outlet that for some reason is not working, and we need to get it going. So I will call them. They will come out, give me an upfront price on that. Probably have the work done right away unless it requires a sophisticated part or replacement they can't have immediately. But I wouldn't trust it with anybody else. These are certified master electricians. My dad was a certified master electrician. And he told stories about houses that burned down and buildings that caught fire because of substandard wiring and people who used shortcuts. Never, ever with electricity. So get people that know what they're doing. That's Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or MrElectric.com, 817.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. A death investigation is underway in Selma. Chief Kenta Fulford says a 33-year-old Selma man was shot and killed. However, the shooting is believed to have been accidental. Fulford says no foul play is suspected in the case. The incident happened Friday evening in the 1500 block of Highland Avenue. Montgomery police have now identified the bicyclist struck and killed by a car. Police say 69-year-old Charles Varner was struck just after midnight Saturday in the 800 block of Martha Street, which is just west of I-65 near downtown. No other information about the case is available. Montgomery police have charged an off-duty officer with a DUI and placed him on administrative leave. 43-year-old officer Marcus Kidd came under investigation after police responded to a single car crash in the area of Selma and Mobile Highway Sunday. Kidd has been relieved of duty and placed on leave pending disciplinary proceedings. Kidd was assigned to the traffic division and joined MPD in 2006. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
Tired of the same old holiday specials? Tonight on ABC, it's the first ever Christmas special for cats. Featuring the dot from a laser pointer, dead mice, and lint fresh from the dryer. And if that's not enough to make Mr. Whiskers slash your new suede couch enjoy, we've also got celebrity guests like Cat Lynn Jenner, Tina Fey, Bill Scurry, and a special performance by Meowie J. Blige. Think you're excited? Ask your cat. Okay, this is an awful idea. Cats just want to be left alone to lick themselves. But too late, we ran the promo. ABC's Christmas special for cats. Use hashtag CatterdayNightFever to interact with fellow shut-ins. Don't hiss it.
Thinking about you, Rosie.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update. We are almost through three quarters of 2022, and some trends in our market has emerged. First, even though we have fewer than 900 homes on the market for sale in the River region, it now looks like we are heading into a more balanced market. Second, some of the panic buying we were seeing at the beginning of this year has stopped, and instead of 10 or more offers per listing, we are now getting one or two offers per listing, and in many ways, better offers. Third, homebuyers may have a little more time to shop before they buy, which I believe is a good thing, even though it is still limited supply of homes available at one time. Fourth, even though the rate on mortgages has gone up, it's still lower than the average rate over the last 10 years. If the rate goes lower in the future, then refinance and get a better rate. For all the details, call Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or 221-2883.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You on drugs?
Yes.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you tired of outrageous toys that aren't at all realistic? This holiday season, get your kids normal toys.
Yay!
Like the all-new Normal Barbie with average woman dimensions.
I can pick her up and hold her by her love handles.
How about some mediocre Matchbox cars? They put the toy in Toyota.
My Matchbox Camry is awesome! It gets 36 miles per gallon on the highway.
Yay!
When your kids are feeling creative, there's the all-new run-of-the-mill Legos.
Look, I made a rectangle. I made a rectangle with a guy on top.
And for your toddler, there's Whatever Elmo.
I love you, Elmo.
Uh-huh, whatever.
Make this holiday extraordinary with normal toys.
Yay.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
I got a dilemma.
What is it?
That's some confusion between two issues that you can't figure out, but that's not important right now. And thank you. I don't know what to do for contest today.
Did we do a conundrum yesterday?
No, we did the last little kid, and we took a chance because it was the last one we had.
Why don't you pull up your conundrum page, that page that we go to when you're not here?
Well, we could do that, and there are... conundrums that are sort of born in the news that we could do too. Statistics.
Mm.
Let me ask you this.
What?
Use of this product has gone up by 245% since 2000.
By kids. Oh, I was going to say mask. No. By kids.
Well, it's the stuff.
The stuff.
Yeah.
Since 2000?
See, if I give it... If
2000 is the beginning of the pandemic, so...
No, 2020 was the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, that's right, 2020. I'm sorry.
That's a different one I'm giving to Jay.
2000, okay.
He's the producer of the show. Sometimes he's got to make these tough decisions. Oh. You know what? I think this is... The hell kind of a morning show did I listen to this today? What's going on down there?
What would Rich Tomlinson do?
So, use of this stuff among kids under the age of 18 has gone up 245% since 2000.
Meth.
That's very close.
I wasn't going to say.
That's a darn good answer.
No.
But that's not the one we're looking for. While we're contemplating this and our belly buttons, let me mention that Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, we're giving away the works on Friday. What a great day. All you need to do, by the way, to be eligible to win that is give Jay your name and last initial on the phone to 272-9228. We do that drawing at 8:55 on Friday. Recommended, though, that if you're traveling, whether it's a short or longer distance, get your car to one of Don Duncan's three locations before you hit the road and get everything checked out. They can turn that situation around in minutes, run the diagnostics, rotate, and do a rolling inspection on the tires, look for things that are embedded, remove them, plug them, and get you good to go. Safety inspect the brakes so you're not one of those unfortunate families that's on the side of the road offloading everything they pack for their Christmas trip, waiting for a tow truck. And then what? Try and find a motel. In Owasa on the 24th of December.
I don't know. That would
try
be
and
problem.
Rent a car at $300 a day or whatever they're charging. So eliminate the risk to the greatest extent possible, and that is done by visiting one of Don's three locations. By the way, wholesale price tires with prices including installation at all three locations, Mount Duncan in Millbrook, serving Prattville and Millbrook there. If you need a ride back to your office or home, just ask. Downtown at 408 Madison, perfect for government workers and others who work downtown. And then on Bell Road, just north of Vaughn, Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire. Look him up on Facebook. Taylor.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm here to answer your conundrum.
Okay. All right, I guess we're going to go with this one. Yeah. What has gone up 245% in use among kids under 18 since the year 2000?
My first guess would be nicotine vapes.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Vaping and that kind of thing. It's a good guess. You're in the park on that one.
In fact, yeah, that's a real good guess.
So,
hey, one more thing, Greg.
Yes.
You know, you had a guest on yesterday afternoon that talked about that documentary, sudden death, I think.
Yes.
Or sudden. I watched it this morning before work. Great! It was just amazing. You've got to check it out between shows. Got to check it out.
Who's streaming it?
I would get on Google and you could type it in that way. I couldn't find it on YouTube.
Okay.
But I typed it on Google, and I just put a sudden death documentary.
Died suddenly is the name of the.
It's not sudden death, but it's something similar to sudden
died
death. Something like
sudden. Died suddenly is the name.
That's it.
And it's all about
type that in Google.
Absolute refusal for, again, the media that does what it's told by the DNC to ignore the staggering number of people in younger demographics who have just died. Every day there's an athlete that just died.
Died.
And we're not talking about Tom Brady. We're talking about people 10, 20 years younger than him.
Wow.
Happens a lot in soccer.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, and then it also gets into what funeral homes are finding when they're preparing bodies, correct?
That's a big part of the documentary, and they actually pull this stuff out in front of your face.
Yeah.
And it is ungodly.
I wonder if we'll ever, I know there's people trying, but they do it at great personal risk to get us the truth on that. Thanks for the call and the reminder. Yes, that is a highly recommended documentary. Chaz, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you want to give us a guess on this conundrum?
I do. ADHD medication.
ADHD medication is an excellent guess. Probably close to accurate, but not the one we need. So thank you, Chaz. All right. 272-9228. The use of this substance among kids under 18 has gone up 245% since the year 2000. We'll be waiting for your call as we check traffic at 828.
From Skywatch Traffic, here's the latest traffic conditions in the River Region with Wendell J.
We have an accident now on East Boulevard at Buckboard Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. Very busy from Troy Highway at East South Boulevard all the way down to Norman Bridge and Highway 331. We've still got a lot of traffic on I-65 southbound headed into Montgomery. And we are busy right before the Northern Boulevard and across the Alabama River Bridge. I-85 southbound busy as well. Registration for 2023 spring class is going on right now at Trenum State. Classes begin January 9th. Get information on dual enrollment, financial aid, and more. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, let's give Bill a chance to solve the conundrum. What substance has gone up in use 245% among people under the age of 21 since 2000?
I think it's one of two answers. I'm going to go with one, of course, and it's vaping.
Yeah, well,
did we rule that out?
We kind of ruled that one out.
All right,
just
so what's your other guess?
I'd say marijuana.
Could it be the wacky weed, the devil's lettuce? Is that it?
You're a winner.
Well, I can see that with it becoming legalized now in how many states? We up to 21 states? 21 states?
Yeah, 21 out of 56.
Yeah, look at all the problems they have, too.
Yeah, researchers from Oregon Health and Science found that teen drinking has declined during this period, but over 338,000 instances of marijuana abuse or misuse among children between the ages of 6 and 18.
Wow.
During this same period, over half were male, More than 80% of all reported cases were among teens between 13 and 18. I'm sorry, this is...
Dumbing down of America.
Part of it. You're absolutely correct. Good work. Hang on, Jay is going to send you to the Seafood Bistro. It is 8:30.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Celebrate the new year in style with a New Year's Eve cruise on the Harriet 2. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, live entertainment, a bubbly champagne toast at midnight, along with party favors and, of course, fireworks along the city skyline. Book your New Year's Eve cruise today at funandmontgomery.com.
It's time to check the 2022 Advent Calendar. Let's see who's behind today's door.
Hello, I'm the kid who screams at his mom while you're doing your Christmas shopping. It's December 6th, only 19 more days of...
Mommy! I want more Minecraft now! Minecraft! 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 Pokemon!
Merry Christmas!
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, they say you learn something new every day. And today, I just learned about a new country I ain't never heard of before. Have y'all ever heard of Qatar? Apparently, it's where they're doing that big-ass soccer game. Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I ain't saying it right. Qatar, or maybe Qatar, or whatever. Anyway, they got a globe at the pool joint I throw darts at, so... I looked at the globe, and it's over there by Iraq and, you know, all that other stuff. And since there's a bunch of men from all over everywhere there right now, I thought, well, I might like to go. But then Verna told me you can't drink alcohol or wear tube tops over there in Qatar. So, never mind. Okay, y'all. I gotta go. We're doing Secret Santa at work, so... I gotta pick up some spark plugs and wine coolers.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Do you know that I almost just asked Chase to do a commercial for Seafood Bistro?
What are you people? On dope?
No.
At 11 a.m. today, you know.
I'm bringing this up because you're great at embracing new technologies and things that enhance your life.
Right.
This one, though, it's called a smart toilet.
I'm afraid to ask what a smart toilet does.
It is. I'm not doing this to be, they're talking about toilets and poop. This is from right next door at the Georgia Institute of Technology.
Okay.
They've invented a device that comes with a sensor that picks up the sound of users as they do number two or breaking wind.
Okay.
It's linked to artificial intelligence that classifies the results.
If there's something wrong with you?
Yes. It identified signs of cholera and other chronic diseases, offering hope of treatment starting at the... I guess at what will be the earliest opportunity. you're sick. This is a, it's small in footprint, not invasive, so it's not like if you sit down on the toilet, you're going to get...
Boy, I bet a smart toilet would be expensive.
The computer neural network looks for subtle changes in even the noise that you make can indicate problems.
Yeah, but you have to connect your toilet to the Wi-Fi?
I don't know about that. I guess you no. I think what you have to do is, I guess you would have to at some point download your toilet.
Somebody hacked my crapper.
I don't want the Russians hacking my toilet.
Everything is going to be hackable. There was something else that
even my washer and dryer have Wi-Fi.
Really? I mean, so you can turn it on?
Well,
from remote spot,
it notifies you.
See, now I've caught up to you, and thanks to Clark's, I've caught up to you in the heating and air conditioning thing.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool.
In fact,
I like that.
They're coming over tomorrow to give me my lesson, so I'm fully versed.
Well, ask them about a smart toilet.
Well, they do plumbing, so I will at least give them a copy of the story so they know what's coming, so to speak. The smart toilet. It is 8:36. You know, hang on one second. Let's do this first.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
If you're about to make it out the door for the first time this morning, let me save you a trip to the closet for a jacket because you don't need one. It's 70 already. We're headed for the upper 70s at least today. I think we had... Well, 75 was the high yesterday. We're headed for at least upper 70s today. Partial sunshine. Very mild tonight, low 63. Tomorrow and Thursday, we'll be teasing 80 degrees. Good bit of sunshine. Springtime in December. We know this won't last, but we're going to enjoy every minute of it. I know there are some folks that don't like warm weather.
I know you don't like it. All right, son. You're going to get your cold.
Friday, a couple of isolated showers.
What now? It's my cold, and I want it now.
Learned it from you, Dad. Very warm on Friday with a high in the upper 70s. A couple of isolated showers possible as the front approaches. Somewhat cooler behind the front Saturday with a high around 68. That's still above normal, and I think it's going to be good weather for any Christmas activities, including Christmas on the Coosa. Right now this morning, with partial sunshine, it's an awful 70 at 8:37.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Morning Maroons are coming up in a moment. We were talking about the incredible increase in use of marijuana by underage kids.
Yeah.
And it starts with that. Now in Portland, they are selling illegal mushrooms. And the Shroom House, since it's open, has had large crowds, blocks-long lines of people waiting to get in. Psilocybin is the magic ingredient in that stuff. Psychedelic mushrooms are sometimes prescribed as treatment for some illnesses like PTSD. But you'll be able to actually buy this stuff legally in January next year.
It's amazing. In fact, I think... they decriminalized a lot of harder drugs up there in Oregon.
I'm sorry, that's not going to end well. But sometimes we have to learn the hard way. 8:39. Frankly, if you're going to have mushrooms, have them sliced over something at the seafood bistro. The good, healthy ones.
Good segue.
Yeah, not the psilocybins, but...
No.
No.
Good segue. We're talking about the Seafood Bistro because they are right down the road from us at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up at 11 a.m. today and pretty much every day. They're closed on Sundays, but every day other than Sunday, they open up at 11 a.m. waiting to serve you some delicious seafood. And even if it's not seafood you're after, they got wings if you want to do wings. In the appetizer section, they got bacon cheddar fries. That's not seafood. They got the Cajun cheese curds, the corn nuggets, fried green tomatoes, fried pickles. As well. They've got salads all over the place for you. The Caesar salad, the BLT salad, the house salad. Now, you can add things to those salads, seafood if you'd like, or other things that are not seafood related. They have their build-your-own salad, which again, no seafood involved in that if you don't want it, with all the different toppings that you can pick. And there is a ton of them that you can go with there. They got the shrimp and grits, the fried chicken tenders, gator there as well. I guess gator would be considered seafood, even though it probably tastes like chicken.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't come from a cow.
It doesn't come from the sea either.
Yeah. Well, I know.
But yeah, I guess.
But the manatee is the sea cow.
Yeah, that is correct.
Thank you.
I sometimes feel like a manatee a lot of times, just floating along. You can also get, like I said, they have wings there. Also, the desserts being the cheesecake, beignets, really, really great stuff. The side items that you have to choose from, which are hush puppies, onion rings, a vegetable medley there, the bacon cheddar fries. You can get Cajun potatoes, Cajun corn, coleslaw, fried okra, macaroni and cheese. So, yeah, it isn't just seafood at the Seafood Bistro, but, boy, they got that as well if you need it. Check out the entire menu online at theseafoodbistro.com. Use the delivery apps to go by and pick it up or get it delivered if you would like to. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
Trouble with the Grinch and Rudolph in our Morning Maroon nominees coming up.
From Skywatch Traffic, here's the latest traffic conditions in the River Region with Wendell J.
Still showing a minor accident. East Boulevard at Buckboard Road. Use caution there. We don't believe it's causing much of a problem at the moment. Still a bit congested around Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. East Boulevard at Troy Highway. Busy there, as well as Taylor Road at I-85. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka are quiet. No money down, and your good credit gets any brand, make, or model at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyotas, Chevys, Fords, all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your local Roto-Rooter. The Tears family extends best wishes to all those in the River Region this holiday season. Don't let plumbing issues turn your celebrations into a lump of coal. Roto-Rooter is a phone call or a click away for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 272-7130, or online at rotorooteralabama.com. And remember,
call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter, Roto-Rooter.
The Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to invite everyone to our annual Christmas at the Kickback Ranch. This Saturday, December the 10th, gates open at 12 noon. Shop with our many vendors. Enjoy some great food, games for the kids, music, snow, and even Santa. And speaking of Santa, he will be back Sunday morning for PJs and pancakes with Santa. That's Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. It's going to be a joyful time to celebrate the birth of our Savior at the Kickback Ranch and Event Center. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. Be there.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is December 6th. National Gazpacho Day. Because on a frigid December day, there's nothing that hits the spot quite like a bowl of ice-cold soup. It's happy National Gazpacho Day.
Would it be racist?
That's never a good way to start a comment.
I got to remember, he's my boss, too.
That's right. Never a good way to start a
sentence. What's the number to HR?
That or, I'm not racist, but. That's any time you have to add a but, which means you're about to do what you said you aren't.
Exactly.
Right. So totally. Don't say that. Would it be?
Would it be... that word.
That doesn't stop. Go ahead. What?
I'm listening.
Gazpacho. It sounds gazpacho. Like...
Is that the cold soup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Gazpacho. Doesn't that sound like an ominous group?
Gestapo?
Soup Nazis or something.
Yeah. The Gestapo? Yeah.
By the way, Wiley, that is the best tasting thing you've ever done for us. Gazpacho. Besides the crystal.
Well, yeah, the crystal. Yeah. Hey, bag of sack of crystals with a vanilla shake.
The baked Alaskan was really good.
Baked Alaska was amazing. That was for my birthday, but boy, that soup, wow, out of this world.
Just mentioning these things in passing, Wiley. Certainly, don't have any obligation to come and feed us, even though our stomachs are growling. Okay.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Whoops. Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
All right, it is time for our Morning Maroon nominees. Looking for the dumbest of the dumb. And anybody that besmirches Christmas.
Besmirches?
Yes. Have you ever been besmirched?
Never.
You are lucky. Most people, by the time they're in their late 30s or 40s, have been besmirched at least once.
Yeah.
I've had multiple besmirchings.
Okay. Is it?
Where this happened at a company Christmas party in northern Michigan, kind of went sideways Saturday night. Somebody dressed as the Grinch had a little bit too much to drink and beat off.
Is that what besmirching is?
Oh, man. That's not the only reason his nose glows red.
Look at how red my is right now. Beat up.
Rudolph. Was it Rudolph?
I don't care about this story anymore. The party was at a hotel in Traverse City, Michigan. A 30-year-old employee dressed as the Grinch attacked another 30-year-old dressed up as a reindeer.
The red.
Oh, man.
Police say the Grinch guy was the aggressor and started throwing punches. The reindeer guy was just trying to defend himself. Alcohol was involved, but only the Grinch was arrested for assault.
No. Wow. Really?
The kids were horrified.
Mom, that man's getting besmirched.
Is everybody about done now?
You're the one that did it.
You got splinters in the windmills of your mind.
Yeah, and they're spinning.
God, it was great.
Then we have a, there's been an Adderall shortage, supply chain, whatever. And guess what state this happened in?
Oh, let's say Florida.
That's correct. A nurse who lives in the town of Niceville, is in the Florida Panhandle.
I know where that is.
East of Pensacola. Has been working at a school since late July. Kids' medications were kept in a locked medicine cabinet, so she would allegedly go in, take some Adderall out, and replace it with things like aspirin or Aleve. In September, a girl noticed her Adderall pills didn't look right. Then her mom and several other parents started noticing changes in their kids' behavior. They eventually realized over 100 pills were unaccounted for and found an Aleve in one kid's pill bottle, 7 aspirins in another. Michaela Crandall, 27 years old, arrested, facing charges. I mean, you're really tampering with kids
That's
here.
Bad.
Tampering with,
It's horrible. And I don't know why these kinds of stories keep surfacing. Now, we have a young man's fake Tinder persona of an attractive blonde woman who was so convincing, he managed to persuade an active police officer to hand over his patrol car and body armor vest.
What?
Tyler Tatera, then 23 and long fascinated with cops, used the car and vest in an elaborate sex money scam, swindling tens of thousands of dollars in total from three people. They bought him iPhones, a car, and at least one case did that. Court documents tell the story of an easily bored young man skilled at superficial charm and deceit to create chaos. But the maroon here is the police officer who handed over his patrol car. He has been terminated.
That from guy. The police right. force.
So, I mean, out of the Smirchel, the Adderall in the school.
Yeah.
For me, the policeman who hands over his
it's between
his patrol
the Adderall
car.
And the policeman. I don't know which one. The other one put kids' lives in danger.
Yep.
The other one was just an idiot.
Just drunk moment.
Total idiot.
Yeah, I think when it comes to raw stupid, giving up your police
giving
car.
Giving up your patrol car.
Yeah.
In the name of love, that is probably one of the dumbest
he
things.
Wanted to be besmirched.
I think we're going to give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
This afternoon, find out what Oxford Dictionary picked as its worst word of the year. Remember what the big one was last week, right?
Oh, it was Gaslight.
Yes, Gaslight, yeah. That was a cool choice, too, by the way. Visiting Jack Ingram online at jackingram.com, and I can't believe, maybe it's been sold and they just haven't removed it from the website, but
Studebaker's still there?
Like Bo Holt yesterday, I brought up this car in the afternoon show. It says 1962. It's a 60-year-old car, so it's pre-owned. But it's a Studebaker Lark, which makes it a collector's item. It's only got 80,000 miles on it. The interior, most of the car is in incredibly good condition, including beautiful white sidewall tires that used to impress. So it was driven on average about 1,300 miles a year, and you can drive it off for $68 a month and do something special with it. I just think that's, every once in a while, Jack Ingram and Tip Thames and the team come up with something that's a little bit above and beyond unique and different. Now, if you're looking for something more conventional in the pre-owns, perhaps you're shopping for a vehicle for somebody for Christmas, they got a 2008 Infiniti EX35 Journey. Excellent SUV, loaded with safety features, all the bells and whistles you can want in technology, and that you can drive away at $136 a month. Luxury's timeless. It really is. If you're looking for something more in the sedan line for a new driver or to get back and forth to work, you want to buy a car that has been vetted. And this is the difference at Jack Ingram, because they check everything out from Carfax. The interior has to be clean and pristine, and then the mechanics have to sign off on 108 different points in the mechanical operation of the car before they'll clear it to be sold. Because selling other people's troubles is not good for business, and they avoid that at Jack Ingram. Plus, they offer you a guarantee. Couple of Nissan Versa sedans, a 16 and a 17, and both of those available under $200 a month with the online deal, which can also be changed by money you put down or if you're trading in something with equity. All of this excitement on the Boulevard in one great location, six great brands, the signature used, and the value car lot, or at jackingram.com. Our final visit to the traffic dungeon.
From Skywatch Traffic, here's the latest traffic conditions in the River Region with Wendell J.
Well, we are looking pretty good around the area. We're still busy in a couple of spots. East Boulevard, right around I-85. Northeast Boulevard, a little busy there. And on East South Boulevard at Norman Bridge and Highway 331, I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. No problems, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka. No money down and your good credit gets you any brand, make, or model at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyotas, Chevys, Fords, they're all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
This December, we're celebrating Wind Creek Wetumpka's 9th birthday, where you have two chances to win an Infiniti QX60 in our So Fine at 9 giveaway. The fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, December 3rd, and again on Saturday, December 17th. Winners get a share of over $30,000 in free play and cash, and a chance to get the ultimate grand birthday gift, a sweet new ride. Start earning entries now to find your winning moment, exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Attorney General Steve Marshall says charity bingo machines are illegal. Marshall is working to shut down all bingo facilities in Alabama. If he shuts Greene County Charity Bingo down, will he also shut down the Porch Creek Indians, or will he make them a monopoly? The Federal Indian Gaming Regulatory Act says only gaming otherwise available in the state is available for the tribe. Without Greene County Charity Bingo, there will be no gaming in Alabama. None. Visit don'tbanbingo.com and tell the Attorney General to keep his hands off charity bingo. Paid for by Smith Mac LLC.
As the holiday season approaches, don't be the husband your mother-in-law thinks you are. She's expecting you to mess up again this year and purchase another vacuum for her daughter. Prove her wrong with a gift certificate from AMS Studios. Always the perfect fit. Your mother-in-law will be slightly jealous and have to admit she's been wrong about you. If you really want to get under her skin, purchase a Morpheus 8 package for her. It's a win-win for everyone. AMS Studios, the River Region's premier med spa, where all mother-in-laws are welcome.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh.
Gifters, you need to visit a place like Prattville Farm Center that is stocked with ideas of unique things to give people you're shopping for this Christmas time. And Julia, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, you know, if Trey Turner would have stayed with the Dodgers, I'd have been a whole lot better today. But
I thought about that. but the Dodgers have something up their sleeve. You know they're going to do something big.
We always got something.
And I did see that they're probably going to bring Justin Turner back at a slightly lower salary.
So they be are, there. And Kershaw's staying.
Kershaw's re-signed for $20 million. Bargain. I mean, so, but hey, it's, God, we need to get you just to call in like this afternoon so we can talk a little baseball. it's the winter meetings, baby. That's our time. So, we have to switch subjects, though, and let's talk about what's happening there at Prattville Farm Center today.
So, pecans have started coming in more to get cracked. It seems like this season has been a slow season on pecans to where, 2 years ago we had so many, they were coming out our ears. I know my family gave them away a bunch. But we do have some already shelled pecans for sale, and we've got some that are cracked and ready for shelling if that's what somebody would like. We are also, of course, cracking them. We've got dog food aplenty, and we still have a bunch of our canned goods out for mamas. We've just gotten in some mild spiced pickled okra, and that was something super hard to get a hold of. So we ordered an abundance to make sure we'd stay stocked.
By the way, whatever you need, if you're trying to help it grow better, like your lawn, garden, vegetables, or you want to get rid of something you don't want around, everything from pests to weeds, this is the place to get what you need and the advice to use it properly. Then we'll never sell you something you don't actually need at Prattville.
No, and we'll tell you if you need to hold off until springtime to try to battle some of these weeds and things that will pop up.
Julia, so great to talk to you. Prattville Farm Center also, really, for some different gift ideas, stop by. It's a friendly, welcoming place, and Julia will tell you how to get there and what their hours are.
We're located at 1154 South Memorial Drive, just across from Pig Enterprises. We are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7 to 2. Sunday, we try to be in church.
All right, we so appreciate you. Say hi to the Burkhalters for me, okay?
Will do.
All right.
Joey.
He is next.
Joey.
Yeah, him. On behalf of Rich and Jay, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you in 3 after April Marie.
Hello from Tucker Pecan is in the house. The holidays are right here. Everything is rolling along, and you have been a busy man.
Amen, Bubba. I tell you what, the new crop of pecans is in. They are fresh. They are beautiful. This is one of those years that you look at the pecans and you say, dang, they're beautiful. They're full, rich of flavor. Hey, we've got them in stock. And, you know, a guy came in today and picked up a bag of roasted and salted, and they were still warm. And you know what? That's because we do it. We do it at our store.